Hello, I'm Jennifer Hattersbach, Associate Editor for Beverage Industry Magazine. I have with me today Juliana Nita, the Global Marketing Manager of Food and Beverage at the Process Systems Business Unit at Saint-Gobain Performance Plastics. She has more than 12 years of experience in marketing and business development, as well as a PhD in polymer science. Thanks for joining us, Juliana.
Happy to be here. Today we'll be talking about maintaining your beverage dispensing equipment in food service applications. So, Juliana, could you share with us some best practices for ensuring sanitary performance of this type of equipment?
Sure. In this type of application, the sanitation is very important. And this is because, among other factors, the dispensing equipment is often operated by third parties that are not direct employees of the beverage brand owner, such as restaurant workers or service company, and sometimes even consumers, and that takes away the brand owner's strict control over the sanitation and the maintenance processes. But this can impact the quality and consistency and the safety of the brand owner products, and sometimes it can result in product inconsistency and perceived food safety issues. And the best way to handle these issues would be through preparation. And that means designing and choosing a tubing solution around the application. Also, brand owners can ensure that the dispensing equipment that is used for their products uses the best tubing solution that would make cleaning easy and prevent any external flavors or substances from interfering with the consumer's product experience.
How often do you clean these systems, and how long does that take?
Varies on the type of specific application. For example, when you're dispensing dairy products, the risk of bacterial growth is a lot higher, and because of that, dispensing equipment for milk-based products must be cleaned with very aggressive chemicals and on a very regular basis after each dispense. And for other applications, such as juice dispensers, user can just flush the machines out with just water for day-to-day maintenance and cleaning. Other types of equipment, such as coffee machines, have an automatic cleaning cycle that can be programmed by the user based on the OEM's user manual.
Great. So speaking more about wear and tear, how does the high pressure and temperature environment inside a beverage dispensing machine impact the tubing that processes these beverages?
The high pressure and temperature environment that is often present inside the beverage dispensing machine makes the durability a high priority selecting such a tubing solution. In many hot beverage applications, the tubing has to be able to withstand extreme heat. Then also in peristaltic pump application, constant pressure is applied on the tubing. Then also there are dispensing applications that require resistance to high pressure. And for that, abraded material can be incorporated to support this material of the tubing. Also, the tubing is often flushed with corrosive chemicals, and they have to handle highly acidic beverages. Therefore, the tubing needs to be made from materials that can withstand these substances without degradation between the replacement of the part. And also, care to be placed on particles that can leak in into the product from the tubing that could impact the odor and the taste. And it goes obvious without saying that tubing solutions must have non-permeable barriers that prevent any foreign substances from seeping into the dispensed product.
Now, I heard you mention the need for chemical-resistant tubing. In what situations is this more of a concern, and how often do these tubes need to be replaced?
Chemical resistance is a concern when the tubing needs to come into contact with chemicals that are used for cleaning, and also when acidic foods and beverages are dispensed. And as I mentioned earlier, tubing used in dispensing of dairy products needs to be cleaned with aggressive chemicals to offset the risk of bacterial growth. And so having durable, corrosion-resistant tubing is very important in these instances.
Great. Well, thanks for all of your great insight, Juliana. That wraps up our podcast, so thank you to all of our listeners for joining us. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact Juliana at 330-208-6240. Otherwise, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.